filmed at the Festival Theatre Edinburgh. Excited families are taking their seats in a packed auditorium. Based on a tale by the Brothers Grimm, Hansel and Gretel, written by Claire Duffy and John Spooner. The curtain rises to reveal a mushroom man in a forest holding a wooden sign and a woman wrapped in vines skipping around him. He spots the audience.
Oh! Willow! Willow!
He smiles and turns round his sign, which says, "Hello."
Hello! Willow. Merry nearly Christmases, everybody! Oh, and welcome to the magical, fantastical woods! My name is Truffle, and it's my job to say to you, hello. Hang on, I haven't said it yet. Well, they're a keen bunch, aren't they? Hello! Oh, they're very good. Let's go and say hello to everyone over here. Hello, hello, hello! Oh, it's working, Willow. Let's go and say hello to everyone over here. Hello, 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 hello!
Fantastical! Enchanted! Oh! Twiddling twigs! Sorry, Truffle!
Oh, it's okay, Willow, not a bother. It's just it's nearly Christmasing time, and I really want my hellos to be extra specially special today. So, let's try it again, everyone. Deep breath! Hello!
Twizzling twigs. Truffle?
Yes?
I think you've woken the witch.
Oh, the witch? Oh, she's lovely, lovely hair. The witch! Oh, what are we going to do, Willow? What are we going to do? Oh, I know. Let's go and say hello.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
No.
No. Then what are we going to do?
Truffle and Willow run off stage as the pointy-hatted witch appears in a cloud of smoke.
Juicy, scrunchy child in ages. What's for dinner?
Dindins is served, witcheroo!
Delicious!
Oh, and nutritious! Stinky sock stew!
Yuck! You gingerbread buffoons! I baked you so that you could make me delicious treats, not stinky sock stew! Wait! Smell that!
Sniff, sniff!
Delicious children.
Sniff, sniff.
Delicious children.
Sniff, sniff.
Delicious children. Tasty for my tongue.
Yum. Sniff, sniff.
Delicious children.
Sniff, sniff.
Delicious children.
Sniff, sniff.
Delicious children. Cooking kids is fun. Every child I meet is a festive treat. Yes, they taste so sweet. They're so delicious.
So delicious.
For my Christmas pud in the wicked wood. Find me someone with nutrition. My annual. Delicious children, delicious children, tasty for my tongue. Delicious children, delicious children, delicious children, cooking kids is fun.
Yum
yum, yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
The witch goads the audience, who boo her.
By the scraping of my nails, something tasty this way sails. I'll have my Christmas feast soon enough.
The witch walks off stage, leaving behind the two gingerbread men.
What are we laughing at?
No idea.
Right.
They leave the stage. Then a miniature poodle runs on and sniffs around.
Biscuits! 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 Ginger biscuits! Waffle's favourite! Where they go? Where?
Waffle, come on! There we go! Good boy, come on! There are no biscuits in the woods!
Waffle smell biscuits!
Really?
Two biscuits! Big ones!
Oh!
Talking!
Talking biscuits!
Oh, Waffle, you're such a funny dog, you are. Yeah. He's so funny, isn't he, Daddy Crimble?
Yes, he is, Mummy Crimble. Here, Gretel, Ansel, do you hear this? Waffle thinks he can hear talking biscuits.
Gretel? Ansel?
They're listening to music.
Don't worry, dear. We'll deal with this. Come on, Leonard. Ready, Grandad Crimble?
Yes, Nanny Crimble.
Gretel.
Hansel.
Hey,
what are you doing? Well done, Mum. Now, come on, you two. Put those things away, please. We're here.
Crimble family cuddle.
Come on.
Crimbles.
It's time for the big Crimble surprise.
Picnic? Is that the surprise?
Oh, yeah. Picnic. My belly's rumbling. Is it biscuits? Waffle loves biscuits.
No, it's not a picnic and there aren't any biscuits, I'm afraid, Waffle. We're saving for Christmas, remember?
Well, I've got a delicious cheese sandwich if anybody fancies a nibble.
Yes, please.
Grandad Crimble, it's for emergencies.
Yes, Nanny Crimble.
So, if it's not a picnic, what is this big Crimble surprise, then?
Over to you, Daddy Crimble.
All right, then. Well, big fat family Crimble, drum roll, please. We're here to cut down our very own Christmas tree.
Surprise!
What do you mean, cut down a Christmas tree? Are you even allowed to do that?
Are we even allowed to do that? Are we even allowed to do that? Oh, sweet pea, pumpkin nose. Strictly speaking, no.
But we do want us all to have a proper Christmas.
Well, a proper Christmas dinner?
And loads of prezzies.
And biscuits.
Son, daughter, Waffle, daughter and son. No, you see, we can't really afford any of that, so I went to Mummy Crimble yesterday and I said, how can we still make this Christmas really special when we haven't really got two pennies to rub together? Then I thought, why don't we just take the whole family Go into the woods, find our very own tree.
Cut it down, take it home for a lovely crimbly Christmas.
That's right, Mummy Crimble. If you've got a Christmas tree, you don't need anything else.
Oh. No Christmas without a Christmas tree. Now, that's what I always say.
You do, dear.
You do.
Come on, you two. Listen to this.
When you're feeling in the festive mood, just forget about the festive food. Because we're really gonna party. Dude, it's Christmas. Got no money for a chocolate treat.
Got no candy and we've got no sweets. But with everybody, nothing beats a Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Together we're gonna be
Christmas.
Forever a family.
Christmas.
Gather around the Christmas tree.
Growing up, you know, we had things to.
We didn't always have the latest stuff.
But a family's just enough for Christmas.
See?
Well, I guess we got a Christmassy. When we gather around the Christmas tree, I'm as happy as a dad can be at Christmas. It's Christmas.
Together we're gonna be
Christmas.
But, I say, let's do it. It'll be fun. Crimble family Christmas, here we come.
Oh, nice one, son. Well done, good lad.
I don't want to cut down a Christmas tree. There's something strange about these woods. See? Look! I think these could be magic woods.
Oh, what is she
magic
talking about?
Magic woods, that's the best.
Gritter!
Come on. Can't you hear that?
No, I think it was the door.
My tummy must be rumbling, you know.
Well, I don't like these woods. I'm staying here.
Oh, come on, Gretel. Where's your Crimble Christmas spirit?
I tell you what, why don't you two head off and find a lovely Christmas tree, and we'll stay here and look after the kids. Tell them, Leonard. Leonard?
Oh, yes, great idea, Nanny Crimble. You carry on, and we'll stay here and have a nice little snooze. I mean, look after the kids. Yes.
Thanks, Nanny. Thanks, Grandad.
I'm not a kid.
No, son, I think you should stay too. Help look after your sister.
What? But I want to go with you.
Please, Hansel.
Fine.
Then it's settled. It's just you and me, Daddy Crimble.
Right. Come on, Waffle. Let's find a great big family Crimble Christmas tree.
Waffle find Christmas tree.
Now, who wants a piece of emergency cheese sandwich?
But you don't worry, Grandad Crimble. Who knows how long we'll be here?
Yes, you're right, Nanny Crimble. Oh, well, back it goes in the old emergency cheese sandwich pocket.
Great. This really is the best ever.
Hansel walks off in a strop. Then the witch reappears.
Oh, ginger cooks!
Come in, witchy-woo!
On our way, witchy-woo-woo!
Quickly then, come on, ginger snap to it!
Oh, crumbs! We're going as quick as we can!
Aye, you try running when your legs are made of biscuit. Yeah. Oh, ginger up on top of it!
Yeah, there's a step there. Whoa!
Get up, you two!
They struggle to get up.
Hang on.
The witch rolls her eyes.
There we go.
They finally get up and the audience applauds.
We're here!
Listen, biscuit heads!
Biscuit bottoms, more like! Come on, everybody! Wiggle your biscuit bottom!
Here I go, shaking me bottom! Here I go, shaking me bottom!
That's enough! You too! Will you just listen? There are two delicious, juicy, scrunchy children in these woods. I can smell them. I've come up with a scrumptious plan. I want you to cover my house in sweets and candy canes and everything that children love. And then those poor little delicious children won't be able to resist. They'll eat my house and then I will eat them.
Better out than in.
I'm fine.
Don't worry, we're on it right away. Quicker than you can say. Biscuit bottoms!
They turn around and shake their bums.
Stop that! Just do it! Quick!
Oh. Has she gone?
In that case...
They shake their bums as they leave the stage. Hansel and Gretel walk on.
Mum and Dad should be back by now.
Maybe they're lost?
Lost? In the woods? Do you think they're in danger?
Maybe.
Really?
We should go and find them.
Do you think? Nanny? Grandad? Wake up!
Oh, no more jollof rice, Nanny. I've eaten too much.
Minty biscuits.
Oh, they'll be asleep for hours now. We should just go and find them ourselves.
We can't go. What if we get lost?
Fair enough. Well, we could, make a trail.
How?
We could, tie this wool to Grandad's toes.
Good idea. But we'll never find the end of this wool. This is a Crimble emergency.
Emergency? Yes! We could use Grandad's emergency sandwich. Make a trail of breadcrumbs.
I guess. I suppose it might work.
Of course it will.
It's in his emergency sandwich pocket.
Okay,
He tries to pull out the sandwich.
I can't get it. Oh,
two lumps and a nice cuppa, please, then.
Oh, there's a good dog, Waffle.
Got it. Thanks, sis. Now, let's go find Mum and Dad.
Oh, I'm not sure. We can't just wander into the woods.
Oh, come on, Gretel. What would Dad say?
We're Crimbles. We never give up.
Exactly. Don't worry. I'll look after you. Come on.
She walks over to him.
High five.
Never mind. Let's go find Mum and Dad.
She follows him.
Come on!
They start running on the spot before doubling over with exhaustion.
Into the woods I go, away from the place I know. But this is the way I hope we're gonna find them.
Nothing will be too bad. Looking for Mum and Dad. Think of the fun we'll have. We're gonna find them.
Into the woods I wander, what's there?
Hold on to my hands, no need to be scared. Nothing will stop us, nothing would dare.
Never give up, let's do this. What's the use worrying? Got to keep hurrying, do this. Together we'll make it through. Never give up, let's do this. What's the use worrying? This. Got to keep hurrying, do this. Head till you know it's true. I'll never give up on you.
A boy in the audience is clapping along.
What if we lose our track? But what if the night turns black? What if we can't get back and no one finds us?
Hey, the plans ain't gonna fail, just like the fairy tale. We'll follow the breadcrumb trail we leave behind us. So, into the woods I wonder what's there.
I'm holding your hand out now, I'm not scared.
Nothing'll stop us, nothing would dare. Never give up, let's do this. What's the use worrying? This. Got to keep hurrying through this. Together we'll make it through. Never give up, let's do this.
What's the use worrying?
This.
Got to keep hurrying through this. Until you know it's true. Never give up,
we're gonna do this. Do this.
Never give up,
we're gonna do this.
Do this. Never give up,
we're gonna do this.
Hansel lays down breadcrumbs as he dances, then Truffle picks them up, without Hansel and Gretel noticing.
You take a piece from your pocket and put it on the ground.
A piece from your pocket and put it on the ground.
You take a piece from your pocket and put it on the ground.
A piece from your pocket.
Ooh, and put it on the ground.
You take a piece
and put it down.
A piece
and put it down.
Pick it up.
A piece.
And put it down.
Pick it up.
A peach. And put it down on the ground. A peach.
Pick it up.
Put it down.
Pick it up.
A peach.
Pick it up.
Hansel and Gretel glance around nervously as Truffle stands right behind them.
Hansel, there's something following us.
Ooh. There's nothing near. Is there? Ooh.
Where? Behind us?
Well... we'd better take a look, then.
They tiptoe round in a circle, unaware that Truffle's creeping behind them.
See? There's nothing there. We'd better take another look, then.
They circle around again, with Truffle behind them, then spin round in shock when Truffle speaks.
Frightened, it's okay. I'm a really fun guy. My name is Truffle. I'm the hello guy. See? Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Oh, I'm so glad you could visit. You will stay, won't you? Oh, would you like a snack? I've picked up all these yummy breadcrumbs.
Oh, look, Hansel. He's picked up all our breadcrumbs. Yeah. Our trail, that was our way back.
Oh. You've ruined our way home, you big mushroom.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Oh. What are we going to do now? I knew we should never have come into these woods.
We'll be okay, Gretel.
We're totally lost.
Lost? Oh, well, don't be upset. Oh, you're going to love it here. Willow! Willow, hello!
Oh, welcome, wonderful woodland wanderers!
What? Who are you?
Oh, I am Willow, and I make sure the woods are all well, and that all is well in the woods. Now, how can I help? You'll be staying a while, free among the trees.
Actually, we just want to go home.
Thing is, we may be a teensy bit lost.
What? We're totally, definitely lost. See, we were trying to find our mum and dad.
They left us to look for the tree. Ooh, a bit like this one. It's perfect.
Why were they looking for a tree?
Yes.
To cut it down for Christmas, of course.
Oh, of course, cut it down for Christmas. Makes utter sense. What?
Step away from the tree.
Who can't cut down Harold?
Harry.
Hatter.
Hasman.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. I mean, it's just a tree.
Wait. There's no such thing as just a tree.
Whoa. Are you real?
Of course I'm real. Haven't you ever been in a magical, fantastical wood before?
No.
Why don't you pull up a log? Stay a while.
No, they don't wish to stay, a wise and wooden one. They just need our help to find their parents.
So, have you seen them?
No.
Great.
This is hopeless. Mum and Dad are lost, and now we're lost too.
Don't worry. Stay here with us.
What? We can't live in the woods.
We're kids, not giant mushrooms or talking trees.
But it's Christmas time, and a little Christmas magic can help with that.
Yes, stay here.
With us.
In the magical woods. Oh, come on, everybody. Twizzle your twigs.
And sway like a tree.
It's ever so good to live in a magical wood at Christmas.
At Christmas.
I'm happy, I haven't a care. All I need is the fresh winter air at Christmas.
At Christmas.
If you twizzle your twigs and swizzle your sticks and give a little tree tops away, you're beginning to see how it feels to be me every day. Just like the magic of Christmas, the magic of Christmas, together we're back. You'll be part of our woodland family.
Family? No, wait. We have a family already. Our mum and dad are somewhere in these woods and we've got to find them. Gretel, we can't be a tree.
Happy as happy can be.
No, we've got to go. Gretel, I can't find mum and dad without you. I need you.
You need me?
Yes. I do. Don't give up.
I won't. I won't give up.
No, stay, friends. It's lovely here.
We need our mum and dad.
No, stay. It could be dangerous in the woods.
Yeah. That's why we need to save them.
Come on, sis.
High five.
Oh, never mind. Let's do this.
Wait, no. Don't go.
Wait.
only know how to say hellos. I haven't made a goodbye sign. Hello.
Oh, well, being a tree's not for everyone.
Truffle?
Yeah?
Do you think we should have warned them about the witch?
Oh, bother!
Oh, come on, Billy!
Waffle runs over to Grandad and Nanny.
Nanny! Grandad! We're back! Wake up!
You're back!
Oh, hello, dears. Did you have a lovely day?
We've had a terrible time.
Yeah, we fell in a huge bog. Look.
Oh. And then all of this confetti just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we found a tree, but then we realised...
Oh, we hadn't taken anything to cut it down with.
No, look. This is all we managed.
Mum. Oh, Dad. Oh,
Waffle, what's wrong?
Waffle can't find Hansel. Or Gretel?
Oh, no. Oh, well, hang on a minute. Let's ask our friends. Have you seen Hansel and Gretel? Well, where are they? Oh, no, 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 no. This is an emergency. Crimple, emergency.
Get the emergency cheese sandwich, Grandad Crimple.
Right away, Nanny Crimble. Hang on there. Cheddar-y Gorgonzola. It's gone!
Oh. Along with our children!
Oh, no!
Waffle, can you find them?
I know! Waffle smelled them! Oh. This way! Oh. This way!
Okay.
Oh, Waffle! You're such a clever dog, you are! Oh.
Come on, Leonard! Come on!
I'm coming, Nanny Crimble! Oh, goodness me!
Oh. Hansel and Gretel are walking hand in hand.
This seems like such a different wood.
Yeah, it's so quiet. Wait.
A house made of candy, with the gingerbread men standing in front of it.
Whoa! Look at that!
So many sweets!
Toffee!
Toffee cake and chocolate!
Lollipops! Come on, Gretel, it's yummy!
Do you think it's safe?
Of course it is! I'll try some!
I suppose one piece won't hurt!
The witch appears in the doorway, smiling deviously. She comes out holding a candy cane.
Nibble, nibble, little mouse! Who's that nibbling at my house?
Is this your house?
Well, sorry! It's just...
We're so hungry.
Oh, you poor little delicious... lost children. You must be so cold and juicy. Tired. Come in and warm yourselves. Do you like gingerbread?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The gingerbread men speak.
Do you like marshmallows?
I love them.
Plenty more marshmallows inside.
Do you like candy canes?
They're my favourite.
There's more candy canes than you can eat in there.
Hansel and Gretel hurry into the house. Inside, Hansel steps into a cage with candy in. Then the witch closes the door, locking him in. Yes!
Wicked! And wonderfully wicked!
Oh, yeah, that's the one. You're a wonderfully wicked witchy-woo.
Oh, yeah, there's no witchity-woo-woo in the world as wonderfully wicked as you, woo.
Witch!
Yes! How lovely to have you for dinner!
You mean
biscuit bottoms? Here I go, kicking my bottom.
I said that's enough.
think it's time to start cooking. So, which delicious, juicy, scrunchy child shall I have for starters? Shall I have this one? Shall I? Oh, I understand. You want me to have this one? No. I think I've made my decision. I'm going to have this one!
What? Don't let me go!
Leave him alone! Now, Ginger Cooks, you have 1 hour and 20 minutes. Your challenge is to make one scrumptious dish using the ingredients in the marketplace and one delicious, juicy, scrunchy boy. Start cooking!
Oh, right.
All right, OK. Gotta be honest, no idea how to cook, but surely can blag it.
Ah, don't worry. We can make it up as we go along. I've got a pot for
starters. Yeah, that's a big pot. Yeah, that'll help.
All right, here we go. Right, let's crack on.
You need cabbages and cauliflower, celery and cheese, a kipper and a slipper and a shoe.
Moldy marmalade and mustard with a pickled egg and peas.
That's how you make a Hansel stew.
You need aubergine, a nectarine, a lemon or a lime, a turnip and a tin of vindaloo.
Smelly broccoli and batter in a bucket full of slime.
That's how you make a Hansel stew.
Are you sure this is how you make a Hansel stew?
Oh yeah, just needs a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah, it's an old family recipe.
What could possibly go wrong?
Salt and pepper, salt and pepper, salt and pepper in a great big pot. Salt and pepper, salt and pepper, and a little bit of chili if you like things hot.
Thank you, Maestro. There's no end to his talents.
You need cabbages and cauliflower, celery and cheese, a kipper and a slipper and a shoe.
Moldy marmalade and mustard with a pickled egg and peas.
That's how you make a Hansel stew.
You need aubergine, a nectarine, a lemon or a lime, a turnip and a tin of vindaloo.
Smelly broccoli and batter in a bucket full of slime.
Cover with a lid
and don't forget the kid.
That's how you make a Hansel stew.
Oh. Oh. I'm hungry. Taste more haste.
All right, crack it up, lads. Come on now.
You need cabbages and cauliflower, celery and cheese, a kipper and a slipper and a shoe.
Moldy marmalade and mustard with a pickled egg and peas.
That's how you make a Hansel stew.
You need aubergine, a nectarine, a lemon or a lime, a turnip and a tin of vindaloo.
Smelly broccoli and batter in a bucket full of slime.
Cover with a lid.
And don't forget the kid.
That's how you make a Hansel, how you make a Hansel, how you make a Hansel stew.
The audience are showered with confetti.
Get this place tidied and my Hansel stew cooked. I'm off to dress for dinner.
Gretel! Gretel! They're going to cook me, but if you make a run for it, you can escape.
I can't leave you.
Quick, go on, I'm not looking.
But you're my brother. I love you.
I love you too, Gretel. You were right. I should have listened to you. You can't save me, but you can save yourself. Quick, go. Don't look back.
No way. Like you always say, never give up. And I'm not giving up on you now. I have an idea.
She has an idea. Wait. What did you say?
Oh, I've got an idea. I'm getting us out of here together.
Nice one, sis.
Crimbles forever!
I'm ready for my din-dins! Why is my Hansel stew not cooked?
Funny story. Yeah. you're gonna laugh. You tell her.
What? Oh, well, it's just our all-round general incompetence, basically.
Just get him in the oven!
She pulls him out of the cage.
Wait! Are you sure the oven is hot enough?
Oh, yeah, good point. We don't want him underbaked.
That's right. He'll go all chewy. Trust me. You don't want him with a soggy bottom.
Oh, no. We don't want that. Well, go and check it then, child. I'm not sure. I think you should check. I'm not checking it. That's what I baked you two for.
Oh, all right, okay, here we come. Don't worry.
Hi, we're en route. Here come the professionals.
The gingerbread men fall over.
You know, you didn't bake us a very convenient shape for steps.
I'm on it.
Okay, here we go. Let's have a look.
Right. Okay. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. We're not sure.
Me gumdrops are sweating. Is that a good sign?
Oh, if you want a job done, do it yourself.
She looks in the oven.
Of course it's hot enough, biscuit heads. Don't you mean
biscuit bottoms?
Oh yeah, biscuit bottoms.
As the gingerbread men spin round to shake their bums, they knock the witch into the oven.
Yeah! Nice one, Seth! High five!
Low five! Christmas forever! Come on, let's go and find Mum and Dad.
Oh, wait a minute. Right, here's a bag at Scran for Journey. Oh, here you go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Don't eat it all at once.
We'll do our best. Come on, Seth, let's do this.
They run off stage with their bag of sweets. The Crimbles are still looking for them, with Waffle's help.
Hansel!
Gretel!
Hansel!
Gretel!
Mum! Dad! We found you!
And Waffle found you!
You're such a good boy, Waffle!
And look what we have for you, Waffle!
Wow! Thank you! Waffle loves biscuits! Waffle loves Crimbles. Yummy.
Crimble family cuddle.
Crimbles!
Wait. Crimbles? So you're the ones who wanted to chop me down, eh?
Oh, well, you see, we can explain. We just needed a tree to,
gather round with the family to make Christmas perfect.
I think I can help. We just need a bit of Christmas magic. Oh, Willow! Truffle!
Hello!
Come on, everybody! Twizzle your twigs and swizzle your sticks!
And sway like a tree!
Performers take a bow as golden confetti rains down on them. Daddy Crimble shakes Waffle's paw. The performers wave at the children in the audience, who wave back at them.